Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yesterday I went out hunting for deer and the ever-elusive bull elk. The night before, Friday evening, I started preparing to head out early by remembering to pre-program our coffee maker so that it would start brewing at 5:30 a.m. in order that I just might be ready to hit the woods when the morning sun started waking up too. By 6:30, I met up with a friend in Polson and headed out to hunt north of Nirata. Before we got there, we stopped on a hill outside of Elmo to combine cars. It was still dark out, but even at that morning hour, we could make out the magnificent shoreline of Flathead Lake and the wonders of the Mission Mountains beyond. I thought to myself, what a wonderful view. Soon we headed onward together to make our way out into the woods for the day. We turned right off the highway, turning north on Brown's Meadow Road. From there, we spent the day hiking ridgelines, scouting out different hillsides to hunt, and listening on the radio to the grizzlies' devastating loss. The day was filled with snow and ice, followed by sunshine. Our ears were serenaded by the birds in the trees, while the smell of pine needles made us feel at home in the wilderness. We traversed mountains, hiked draws, and traveled the logging roads that run as signs of western Montana's timber heritage. It was a good day, even though we left empty-handed in the afternoon. There's something about hunting that propels me to connect with nature in a uniquely harmonious way. Many of the sports that I enjoy take place outside, but hunting forces me to pay attention to the created world that surrounds us in distinct, profound ways. I love to snowboard, mountain bike, run, hike, fish, cross-country ski, and camp, all which take place in the great outdoors. But none of these wilderness activities forces me to engage with creation like hunting does. When I bomb down the mountain on a board or ride back up them on my bike, I often have earphones in to listen to music while I'm at it. Even when I am hiking, I usually use the miles up and down the mountain to zone out and let go of the worries of the day, instead of paying close attention to all the intricacies of my surroundings. But hunting big game requires one to fully focus his or her senses on their surroundings. The sights, the sounds, the smells, even the feel of the ground beneath one's feet. All must be taken into careful consideration if one is to sneak up on the ever-paranoid deer and elk that reside in our western woods. One must commune with nature itself in order to seek out and hunt the creatures that have their home in the created world. In these moments, I find a deep sense of peace, knowing that this earth really was created by God, and when God saw it, said it was good. Out amongst the trees, the streams, the squirrels, the birds, and all other sorts of living things, I find myself like Louis Armstrong, thinking to myself, what a wonderful world. It is perhaps because of moments like these that I find it difficult to spend much time thinking about the end of all things. Though the Bible ends with the book of Revelation, literally called Apocalypse in Greek, I do not enjoy dwelling too long on the future promises, the cosmic death and destruction that our world will face when Christ comes again. It is not that I do not believe it will occur. It is just that I'm not eager to see the world descend into chaos and crisis that is said to accompany the Son of God's second coming. I'm sure that if any of you have ever looked into the eyes of one you love, hoping that the moment will never pass, you understand what I'm talking about. Or for all you parents in the room who look at your children or your grandchildren with hope and joy when you think about the bright future that awaits them, you likely have some hesitation about the prospect of this future being stripped away. I doubt anyone who saves for retirement, hoping to one day have a break from working all the time, desires for that future to be stopped short by wars and rumors of wars, accompanied by nation rising against nation, as our gospel lesson talks about. It's just not fun to think about, especially for those of us who experience relative joy, peace, and security in our lives. Though I do not believe that anyone is actually perfectly happy and content in this life, many of us have a lot of good things to look forward to and hope to enjoy that future when their time comes. Just like me relishing in the peace that the Western Montana wilderness offers, many of us have things and relationships in store for us that are worth sticking around for. Well, the kind of odd but good news for us this morning is that promises of the world as we know it going up in flames and being transformed into the new heaven and new earth are not written down for those who have a good life as much as for those who don't. While ultimately our passages for this morning tell of a blessed future that God will bring about, they are not meant to comfort the comfortable or tell those who enjoy the status quo that they do not need to worry about the boat getting rocked. Scriptures about the future that God promises are written for the downtrodden, the brokenhearted, the poor, the orphan, the foreigner, the widow, the forgotten, the exile, and the oppressed. Apocalyptic visions of God making the world whole again are meant for those whose worlds have already fallen apart and can see no way to making things better. For them, they already live lives of chaos and tribulation. So the chaos of the end times is nothing new, but the promise of an eternal future, free from fear and despair, rings like music to their ears. Take our reading from the prophet Daniel, for instance. Daniel lived in forced exile by order of the emperor of Babylon. The Babylonian Empire was the power of its day, one that could hardly be defeated or defended against, especially not by little kingdoms like Judah. When the Babylonians crushed the Israelites, they hauled off most of the people to be captives in the capital city, servants of what their captors believed to be the greatest empire on earth. Divinely favored, even. It is against this kingdom that could not be defeated by human armies that Daniel, an oppressed and persecuted captive, prophesied, saying, "There shall be a time of anguish, such as never occurred since nations first came into existence. But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky." I love that. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky. Daniel, the prophet in a time of anguish, oppression, and exile, prophesied that there will be a future time of anguish, a time in which the people who had suffered shall be delivered. This was music to their ears. Though the pain and suffering of their present realities were overwhelming and caused them great despair, they could rejoice in this word from God through the mouth of their prophet. Their anguish would not last forever because God would bring about a better future for them than they could make for themselves. Glorious, wonderful, a source of great joy and hope for a people who had none. So, if you're like me, you may not want to dwell on the idea of our wonderful Western lands getting torn up in the tribulation, or miss out on decades-long anniversaries with the one you care for when Christ comes again, or get caught up in a cosmic battle when nations rise against nations, because you enjoy peace in your life. But if you have ever known deep pain, unbearable suffering, or despair without end even, such that it seemed like you were powerless to overcome, you just might rejoice like the prophet Daniel, to know that God promises to bring about a better future than we can even imagine in this life. A future that only God can give. May the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I hope that you've enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you you'd like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.